2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Friday. Yes, we have made it to Friday, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaos. It's 76 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
A small accident at Jeremy Ranch. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, firefighters are working to put out a house fire in Bountiful right now. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is on the scene, and he joins us live now with what he knows. Paul?
And Maria, the response to this fire has been huge. Right now, Maple Hollow Way is completely shut down in Bountiful. Now, this is a residential street that you have to take several twists and turns in order to get here. So it's kind of hard to get here just on a regular basis. But this street is still shut down. Now, what I can see is that they are still blasting water on the front facade of this house. It's still apparently actively happening. You have many crews from many different fire agencies all over trying to respond to this thing. Farmington Fire, Bountiful, South Weber is also down here. The only thing that we have been told so far about this fire is that we do know there are injuries. Officials have confirmed that. However, we don't know how severe they are or how many people may have been hurt. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this half hour. House Republicans have elected New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik as a new member of their leadership team. ABC's Ike Ajachi has more from Washington.
I want to congratulate our new conference chair, Elise Stefanik.
Representative Steve Scalise introducing Elise Stefanik as the new GOP conference chair. House Republicans met in a closed-door session and voted 134 to 46 in favor of Stefanik. She spoke shortly after about unifying the party.
I have prioritized listening to all members of our Republican conference, and my focus is on unity because that's what the American people and that's what our voters deserve.
The vote comes after Republicans voted out Representative Liz Cheney following her rebuke of former President Donald Trump. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Republican Congressman and vocal Trump critic Adam Kinzinger is continuing his message of support for Liz Cheney. He told ABC he believes the Republican Party is standing behind former President Trump because no other leaders have stepped forward.
Liz has done such a great job of standing up and saying, look, I'm going to tell you the truth. The truth is the election of Joe Biden was legitimate. That is our, you know, clarion call to go out and win more people. But the election wasn't stolen. And that's what leadership is.
Kinzinger told ABC's The View that he still supports Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she believes Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is unwell. Ocasio-Cortez says Taylor Greene verbally assaulted her outside the House chamber earlier this week. Ocasio-Cortez said Taylor Greene needs professional help.
She does keep discussing this, but it's not a thing, you know, and so I'm concerned about perceptions of reality.
Taylor Greene says she simply wants to debate Ocasio-Cortez on climate change. Other national stories KSL is following this half hour. Palestinians in Gaza are calling it a night after mounting a massive strike on Hamas. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem.
Late Thursday night, the Israeli army unleashing intense firepower, launching a massive attack on Hamas. The IDF says 160 aircraft dropped 450 bombs on Hamas underground tunnels in Gaza. Tanks also firing round after round of artillery. But no Israeli troops entered the strip. The IDF saying it made a, quote, mistake, telling foreign reporters a ground incursion had begun. Some here questioning that story. As daylight broke in Gaza, scores of homes and buildings and roads in rubble. At least 120 Palestinians dead. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
California is putting the brakes on removing mask requirements, even though the CDC says masks can be ditched by fully vaccinated people in most cases. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
California says masks have to remain up for now. The state won't meet on the topic of possibly ditching masks until next week. So for now, nothing changes here. It's the same in a handful of other states. This woman here in Southern California says no matter what, she's not comfortable giving up the mask.
I'm going to continue on wearing my mask just for my safety.
And in many chain stores like Kroger, Home Depot, Target, and Starbucks nationally, mask rules will remain in place. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Utah farmers continue to grapple with one of the worst water situations in decades. Ron Gibson, president of the Utah Farm Bureau, is a dairy farmer himself in Weber County.
We're working really hard to try to keep this all moving and going forward, but, you know, we can't do it without the natural resources that make that possible.
The Utah Farm Bureau is asking farmers and ranchers across the state to spend time this weekend in fast and prayer for rain. State leaders say current runoff forecasts are between 15% and 40% of normal stream flow. Salt Lake Mayor Jenny Wilson is celebrating the 75th birthday of the county's Park and Rec Department today by planting trees. The department has grown from when it was first launched in 1946, now with over 100 park spaces across the valley. The new trees are part of Ivory Homes' plan to plant 30,000 in Utah. Coming up on KSL, more capacity at the arena as the Jazz prepare for the playoffs and a look at your noontime drive.
A small accident in the clearing stages. This is going to be eastbound I-80 at Jeremy Ranch. It's out of traffic on the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Disagree better.
I don't think the country is nearly as divided as our politicians want us to believe it is.
With Boyd Matheson.
Things like immigration, I think there's far more agreement than there is disagreement.
Bipartisan political achievements.
They may actually be promising.
Join an expanded Inside Sources from 1 to 3 this afternoon.
Tell Alexa.
Play KSL News Radio.
Breaking up is hard to do. Just when you think you're ready to leave, you talk yourself back into staying. And when it comes to your wireless carrier, you know you should have left a while ago. You're over the big three carriers. You deserve better. Xfinity Mobile, the carrier rated number one in customer satisfaction. Now you can get unlimited with 5G included for just $30 a month when you get four lines. $30 for all the flexibility you could ask for on the nation's fastest, most reliable network. That's the kind of relationship you want to be in, where there's give and take. We give you unlimited data for $30. You take it everywhere you go. So break free from the big three and switch to Xfinity Mobile to start saving.
Take the savings challenge at XfinityMobile.com/mysavings or visit an Xfinity store to learn how our Switch Squad makes it easy to switch to Xfinity Mobile and Internet together and save hundreds. Savings compared to top three carriers. Xfinity Internet required. Reduced speeds at 20 gigabytes per line. Most reliable based on RootMetrics U.S. report. Results vary, not an endorsement.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment, with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no-fee certificate. So why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Midvale today. 801-566-5559. 801-566-5559. Again, that's 801-566-5559. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. Find out how to grow your money today at wasatchcredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency. Available for Utah residents only.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, firefighters are putting a house fire out in Bountiful. Multiple departments have now responded and are still putting water on the house to try and get it under control. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is on the scene. We will continue to keep you up to date on the latest. No more trading cards, at least for now, at Target stores. A violent dispute between several customers inside one store outside Milwaukee is prompting the company to only sell the cards online. The popularity of Pokemon and sports trading cards has skyrocketed during the pandemic, making them a business for some traders.
The big majority of it they're doing for return on investment. So that's the gambling part of it.
Jeff Lemieux owns a sports store in Wisconsin. Demand for all sorts of goods and services is surging. Editor-in-chief of Investopedia, Caleb Silver, says we are coming off a really low year after prices were decimated due to the pandemic.
You're going to have to buy the things you need to buy. Those are the staples. Those are going up. Those costs are going up, and we know from retailers that they're going to pass those costs right down to us. They've already told us that. That said, it's the discretionary spending that you can actually keep control of, whether or not you're going to actually take the vacation you've been wanting to take for the past 13 or 14 months, or whether you're going to buy that new vehicle. New vehicle prices are up some 20%. Used vehicle prices are up some 25%. So there's a big surge in demand there. Do you need that right now?
Silver says to maybe hold the discretionary spending for now. The Utah Jazz are increasing capacity to 13,000 for playoff games at Vivint Arena. A limited number of courtside seats have also been added. Those seats will require proof of full vaccination and a negative COVID-19 test. According to a release from the Utah Jazz, the NBA health and safety protocols will still be in place, including mandatory masks and health screenings. The Jazz were the first team to clinch a playoff berth. Tickets for the first game of the playoffs are now on sale. Tests are expected back today on the horse that won the Kentucky Derby.
Medina Spirit galloped around the Pimlico track like nothing could stop his pursuit of the Triple Crown.
He came out of the Derby in fine shape, and he wasn't a tired horse.
Jimmy Barnes is training Medina Spirit for the Preakness in the absence of trainer Bob Baffert, who has denied giving the horse a banned steroid. If the follow-up tests are clean, Medina Spirit could run the Preakness. If not, he'll be scratched, leaving his stablemate, Concert Tour, the favorite. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Baltimore.
Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky, we made it to Friday.
We did, and it's a beautiful Friday waiting for us today. A great day for a drive. We have dry road conditions, good speeds, light traffic along I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. But I am seeing delays in the Morgan area of Morgan County along I-84, and it is likely due to construction. I can see those orange barrels out as you're traveling in that stretch of Morgan County. Now, for those on the main secondaries, we do have a pretty good drive, but a couple of surface street crashes. They are in the process of being in the final cleanup stages. A crash with injuries, 6700 South, 4200 West, and then one located downtown for drivers in Salt Lake City at 6 South and 200 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast now with Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine, middle 80s we go today on this Friday. Summer-like temperatures tomorrow near 80. Partly cloudy skies and a slight chance of storms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And it's definitely a pretty one. 77 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, new leadership for House Republicans. What Congresswoman Elise Stefanik had to say on the election by her party this morning. That's coming up next on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM 1160. 60 a.m. and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
At Intermountain Healthcare, we understand that COVID hasn't stopped babies from being born, emergencies from happening, or the need for doctor visits. We all still have health needs. So at Intermountain, we continue to have measures in place to safely care for you now and in the future. So please, don't put off the care you need, especially for stroke-like symptoms, chest pain, difficulty breathing, or other urgent care. We continue to be here for you. Visit intermountainhealthcare.org to learn how to get the care you need.
America's favorite car show is returning to Salt Lake City for another weekend of hot rod and fun. The good guys are back with the second Race Tech Salt Lake Nationals, May 21st to the 23rd at the Utah State Fair Park. Don't miss this full throttle weekend featuring over 1,500 of the baddest hot rods, muscle cars, and trucks. Plus, find automotive treasures in the swap meet, shop the vendor exhibits, watch the good guys CPP Autocross Racing Series, rock out to live music, and so much more. It's all going down May 21st to the 23rd at the Utah State Fair Park in Salt Lake City. Get details and health and safety guidelines at good-guys.com.
NMLS 1817019.
Buy or refi with LendRight Mortgage. A 15-year rate is as low as 1.75%. APR 1.975. Yes, 15-year rates are back in the ones. Get a 30-year rate as low as 2.375%. APR 2.521. Act now to lock in a rate in the ones. Even if you just refinanced, lowering your rate by only 0.25% can cut years and tens of thousands off your mortgage. LendRight will show you the exact savings. Do it with a no-cost loan, so your savings start on day one. If your rate is 3.25% or higher, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Lock in a rate in the ones before they're gone for good. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak free home for over 25 years, all in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First, multiple fire crews are responding to a house fire in Bountiful right now. At least one firefighter was injured, and crews are still working to put out the flames. Second, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is in. She's been elected by House Republicans to fill the position that Liz Cheney was ousted from earlier this week. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
We have some construction that's been causing some slowdowns both directions of I-84 near Morgan. So if you're going to be traveling that portion of the county, just be aware you could run into delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine in the middle 80s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 77 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The CDC may have signed off on easing mask mandates, now saying fully vaccinated Americans can go maskless in most indoor and outdoor settings. But it's also creating new challenges for states, communities, and businesses.
Retailers like Target, Kroger, and Home Depot saying they'll still require customers to mask up at their stores. President Biden was asked Thursday what the federal government could do to enforce mask wearing among unvaccinated Americans.
It's not an enforcement thing. We're not going to go out and arrest people. But the fact of the matter is, I still believe the vast majority of the American people care about the safety of their neighbors and care about the safety of their families.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
States like California say they're holding off right now on lifting its mask restrictions. Michigan's governor says as of tomorrow, they will join the CDC new guidelines. Following the ransomware attack last week, Colonial has restarted operations on that pipeline that delivers 45% of fuel supplies to the South and Northeast. Fixing the shortages at the pump could take another week or longer. ABC's Ariel Reshef is at a gas station in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Colonial says that we can expect intermittent service interruptions, at least for the next several days. But of course, there is that rush to get these gas stations back up to running as normal before the holiday weekend.
House members electing Congresswoman Elise Stefanik as GOP conference chair today. Earlier this week, the caucus voted to oust Liz Cheney from the leadership role following her criticism of former President Trump's claim the election was stolen. GOP Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois telling ABC's The View he believes Trump's election claims and downplaying the U.S. Capitol seizure harming the party.
You can't on the one hand say I'm unified, I believe in truth, but I'm going to tacitly believe that January 6th never happened or the election was stolen.
Today, a bipartisan group in the House has also agreed to create a commission to investigate the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. As you just heard on ABC News, House Republicans are filling the position left open by Congresswoman Liz Cheney. New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik was elected as the House GOP conference chair this morning. Speaking to reporters, she focused on her support for the former president.
I believe that voters determine the leader of the Republican Party, and President Trump is the leader that they look to. I support President Trump. Voters support President Trump. He is an important voice in our Republican Party, and we look forward to working with him.
How can you be unified so long as you have some members who support the former president and some who don't?
We are unified, and I look to the voters across America. Republican voters are unified in their support and their desire to work with President Trump, and we are unified as Republicans. As I said, this is the slimmest majority that Nancy Pelosi has in a generation. We picked up a number of seats, defied expectations. We're going on offense, and we're going to win on the issues because people are understanding that Joe Biden's pledge of bipartisanship, he has broken that pledge since his first day in office. There has been no bipartisan outreach. It has been party line, partisan, far left votes. And the American people are seeing the disastrous results in the border crisis, the economic crisis, the national security crisis, and more. The American people are hurting, and Republicans are going to fight for them.
Is there a place in the party for vocal Trump critics like Liz Cheney, like Adam Kinzinger?
Liz Cheney is a part of this conference. Adam Kinzinger is a part of this conference. They were elected and sent here by the people in their district. They are part of this Republican conference. We are unified in working with President Trump. My job representing our Republican members, the vast majority, we will look forward to working with President Trump.
As the number three House Republican, Stefanik will be responsible for helping craft the conference's messaging. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, anything happening?
Well, I think we have construction delays. At least I think that's what's causing this. This is going to be eastbound I-84 from Morgan through Morgan County. But by the time you reach Croydon, it's going to be clearing up. So just be prepared for possible slowdowns and a reduced speed limit in any construction zone, no matter where you're traveling. We still have the cleanup of this small accident in Summit County. It's eastbound I-80 at Jeremy Ranch. It's right by the on-ramp, but out of traffic on the right shoulder, and a crash downtown in the final clearing stages, 600 South and 200 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's take a look at the seven-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
86 to high today with a lot of sunshine, partly cloudy, and a slight chance of storms tomorrow. The high 80. 79 on Sunday, also a slight chance of storms and partly cloudy skies. A little better chance of storms on Sunday compared to Saturday. Monday, we get cloud cover and a slight chance of storms. 79, partly cloudy, 80 on Tuesday. 79 Wednesday, partly cloudy, and then more clouds, 74 on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunshine and 77 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. A lot of sunshine in the markets as well, making a big recovery today. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Like it or not, we have a new administration and changes are coming. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and one of Biden's key advisors is recommending an estate tax of 40%. You heard me right, 40%. Estate tax is a double tax, and if you're not prepared, your loved ones could be paying an additional 40% to the government. If you have investments or equity and you would rather it go to your spouse or kids instead of the government's pet projects, contact us today. Trajan Wealth is one of the few companies in the country to have financial planning and estate planning under one roof. Avoid paying 40% or more for estate tax. Most financial advisors are not qualified to help handle your estate at death. Trajan Wealth is. 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Estate planning services offered through Trajan Estate, LLC. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
It only takes 2 minutes.
This is definitely a crime of opportunity.
If you have a car, you're at risk.
They've been victimized several times.
It could cost you big time.
This one will cost $1,000 to fix.
KSL investigator Mike Hedrick goes undercover to reveal how easy it is for crooks to cash in on your car.
Need anything else from me, or is that it?
And why it's so hard for police to stop the 2 minute crime. Monday on KSL 5 News at 10.
Hammering headaches?
Ow.
Aching muscles?
Ah.
Put the squeeze on your tough pain with Goody's Cool Orange. The same fast-acting, powerful Goody's powder in a great-tasting Cool Orange flavor. Beat tough pain to a pulp with Goody's Cool Orange. Also, blast your pain away with Goody's Mixed Fruit Blast. Two flavors, tough on pain, tasty on your tongue. Ah. We made Goody's fast, Goody's delicious. All available at Dollar General.
Convenience. It means so much to so many different people. But as someone who likes to play in the garden, convenience still means you go to the big box store and buy the best quality garden soil, compost, or mulch, and then someone conveniently loads it into your car. You take it home, and then you have to conveniently unload it and then clean up your car or truck. Sound about right? No. Convenience is when you get on the phone with a dirt bag and place your order for Garden Soil Plus, compost, or mulch, and then they deliver it right to your driveway. Convenience is a one-cubic yard sealable bag so you can use it when you want to, one shovel at a time, or a truckload in bulk delivered right to you. From Garden Soil Plus to compost to mulch, wood chips, or cobble, convenience is thedirtbag.com. Just get online and then conveniently get in the garden with the one dirt bag you'll love. TheDirtBag.com. TheDirtBag.com.
Don't miss the sizzling summer sales event at Volkswagen Southtown. Every new and used car purchase gets you a road trip getaway. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details.
KSL News Time 1224. Many Floridians are saying cheers to a new bill signed by their governor. ABC's Tony Marino reports from Orlando.
Alcohol to go.
Governor Ron DeSantis signing Senate Bill 148 into law Thursday at a ceremony in an Ormond Beach restaurant.
What we tried to do was exercise common sense. Trust people to understand, you know, what's going on and have them make the right decisions.
The new bill allows restaurants to sell beer, wine, and cocktails to go in sealed containers less than 32 ounces and not after midnight. Tony Marino, ABC News, Orlando, Florida.
We are watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Breeze Airways, a new airline launched by Utah David Neeleman, is revealing its flight routes. Breeze will initially fly 49 direct routes, though they are not on sale yet. Frank Sinatra's Palm Desert home is back on the market for just $4.25 million. The remote property has been on the market multiple times in recent years, each time failing to attract a buyer. KSL Drives, Hyundai, and Kia are pouring billions into the U.S. to build more electric cars. The South Korean carmakers announced that they would invest $7.4 billion to expand manufacturing over the next 4 years. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up 374 points, more than a full percent, sitting at 34,395. S&P 500 up by 62 and the NASDAQ up by 290 points. That's more than 2%. It's graduation season, and in Alabama, a much-earned degree for a woman who took care of her family for decades before grabbing her own dream. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more.
Vivian Cunningham worked years as a custodian and in the mailroom at the Alabama Power Company, all to support her kids. Now, as a grandmother and great-grandmother, and at 78 years old, she's fulfilled her lifelong dream of earning a college degree. After retiring, she went to Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama. Last week, she completed her bachelor's degree, but she's not done yet. She says she may go for her master's next. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Your mornings may look like this.
You ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio for news with Tim and Amanda.
Good morning.
Then you run errands listening to Dave and Dujanovic in the car.
Your afternoons may look like this.
You stream KSL on your computer to catch Boyd Matheson and then Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
My Minute of News.
Everyone's days look different these days.
But KSL News Radio, well, we're still your all-day companion for news.
For news.
Hello! It's the professionals at CertaPro Painters with a wake-up call. Painting season is here. So if your home has peeling, cracking, or fading paint, inside or out, and you've been meaning to get it painted, call the proven, trusted experts at CertaPro Painters today. A fresh coat of paint or a brand new color can turn the home you love into the pride of the neighborhood. CertaPro Paint professionals take care of every detail. Prepping, painting, and finishing on time, worry-free. Doesn't the home you love deserve the kind of service you can count on? Before you hit the snooze button, go to CertaPro.com today. That's Certa with a C for a free estimate so you can get your painting project started. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Latest on your drive. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, I-15 has been in great shape for the noontime drive, and that's both directions. In Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties, no accidents, no delays. I-84, though, we've had construction that's been causing slowdowns and backups as you're traveling mostly on the eastbound side from Morgan towards Croydon. And your main secondaries and the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways look good. Skinny Utah would like to help you shape up for summer by losing 20 pounds in the next 40 days. Schedule your free weight loss surgery session today at skinnyutah.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
I got a nice warm day out there. Sunshine, middle 80s once again. Partly cloudy tomorrow, near 80. There's a slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chalaos. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, nice sunshine and 77 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Utah farmers and ranchers are banding together in prayer this weekend as they grapple with one of the worst water situations in decades. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
It's been called one of the worst droughts in state history. Now, the Utah Farm Bureau is asking farmers across the state to spend time this weekend in fast and prayer. What they're hoping for is something that many people take for granted every day. Rain. President Ron Gibson is a dairy farmer himself in Weber County.
From my own perspective, I've done just about everything that I can do from a water conservation standpoint.
State leaders say current runoff forecasts are only between 15% and 40% of normal stream flow. Congressman Chris Stewart has already tweeted his intent to join the Farm Bureau in a day of fasting and prayer. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Water watchers say the state hasn't been this dry in 3 decades. Governor Cox is extending the state of emergency over drought conditions, and water officials say it's due to extremely low levels of precipitation and very ineffective snow runoff. Utah Snow Survey Supervisor Jordan Clayton says precipitation levels are as bad as they could be.
Maybe most alarmingly, our runoff forecasts are for between around 15 and around 40% of normal stream flow.
Clayton says most of the runoff is getting reabsorbed into very dry dirt on the mountains. The drought means some popular fishing streams in Utah will be running warmer and shallower than normal this summer. Randy Oplinger, the sport fishing coordinator with the Division of Wildlife Resources, says trout are the most vulnerable on low water conditions, but they can also impact species like bass and catfish.
Those species are also susceptible to these hot temperatures and drought conditions. So trout might be the most impacted, but that doesn't mean that other species aren't impacted.
Oplinger says anglers need to take special care to minimize handling of the fish that they intend to release and let them go into cooler, faster-moving water. Let's get the very latest on that fire that has been burning in Bountiful. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has just received some new information. And, Paul, what can you tell us?
Well, we can confirm that the firefighter is a person who actually got hurt during this, as they were knocking back the flames. What they do know, the fire chiefs from the South Davis Metro Fire confirmed that this appears to have started in the basement, and there does appear to be some sort of suspicious activity. It even was called in with some sort of suspicious activity. They don't know if it was intentional yet. However, the fire started in the basement, and it went quickly to the roof. I can see that the southwest corner of the house, I can see the roof has collapsed. And basically, for right now, fire officials are saying that only the garage was safe. Luckily, nobody was inside, but one of the firefighters actually who went into the building to try to knock it down, the heat was so intense that officials say the heat actually got through his suit and gave him second-degree burns. He was taken to the hospital. He's expected to be okay. But for right now, it appears they're estimating this at maybe $700,000 to $800,000 in damage. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And Paul, remind us of the location of this fire, and it's tucked away. It's not impacting anybody's drive.
No, this is on a residential street. It's on Maple Hollow Way, up in the foothills of Bountiful, and this is a kind of a street that you have to make several turns in order to get to. But the street is still completely shut down as firefighters are still trying to put this fire completely out. They have it under control, but it's still going.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Paul, live on the scene of this fire in Bountiful. And we'll continue to keep you up to date. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. This is our top national story. The city of Columbus, Ohio, has reached a $10 million settlement with the family of Andre Hill. The black man was fatally shot by a now former police officer as he walked out of a garage of a home in December. The settlement is the highest such amount ever paid by the city. Law enforcement officials are worried about what the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack might mean for controlling the coronavirus pandemic.
Even before a ransomware attack led to the six-day shutdown of the nation's largest pipeline, the Department of Homeland Security realized American vaccination registries were at risk from hackers. A new report obtained by ABC News said confidential information included on vaccine registries is a tempting target for cyber criminals or foreign governments like Russia. They could infect the registries and reveal gigabytes of private information or hold that information for ransom. The document was issued the same week the Colonial Pipeline is recovering from a ransomware attack that crippled fuel distribution in the southeast. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Ireland is the latest victim of a cyber attack. The country's health services says it shut down its IT systems after a ransomware attack. Appointment and elective surgeries were canceled at several hospitals across the country. Deputy Prime Minister says the disruption could last for days. He says the attack is very serious and carried out by international criminals. A reality check from the White House today on the economic recovery. Council of Economic Advisers Chair Cecilia Roos telling reporters that we should expect the unexpected.
As the economy recovers, there will be data that come in below expectations and data that will come in above expectations. We saw that this week with the CPI and last week with the jobs report. Today's report on retail sales in April came in softer than most expected after a large increase last month.
She was speaking to reporters at the start of today's White House briefing. And still to come on Utah's new news, Boyd Matheson will join me with his take on the day's news. KSL News Time, 12:35. Plus, we'll have a look at your noontime drive.
Hearing of a possible new accident, 126 South at about 250 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
Targeting homes under construction.
That decision could have a significant impact.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
I know people are passionate about this topic.
Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Missing teeth and dentures come with all kinds of inconveniences. There's pain and discomfort from ill-fitting appliances, the messy glue, and an occasional embarrassing moment that you really don't need. All that can be fixed in one day at Stubbs Dental. In one day, you can toss your dentures and have a full set of functioning, permanent teeth that will take your life, your health, and your smile to a whole new place. Feel confident and love your smile once again. Stubbs Dental is Utah's leader in implant dentistry with an expert team of doctors and oral surgeons. And right now, get 20% off your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and a complimentary no-obligation consultation. Stubbs Dental will change your life permanently. To find out more about your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and locations, visit StubbsDental.com or call 385-337-4936. That's 385-337-4936. Are you a small business owner and, like so many others, struggling to stay afloat during the pandemic? As business slows down, so does your cash flow. And after a year of slow, a lifeline could be very much appreciated. If you could use money to help keep your doors open and your workforce employed right now, MoFi can help. MoFi is a nonprofit lender that's now providing forgivable Paycheck Protection Program loans for small businesses in Utah. That's right. These PPP loans are 100% forgivable when used for eligible business expenses. The program has been extended till May 31st. But don't wait to apply as funds may run out. If you'd like a PPP loan and haven't been able to get one at a bank or credit union, apply now at mofi.org. That's MOFI.org. You can also talk to a human about your application toll-free at 844-728-9234. That's 844-728-9234.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time, 12:38. Elise Stefanik is in. Liz Cheney is out of GOP leadership in the House. Boyd Matheson joins me now to discuss what this means for both the future of Democrats and Republicans. What does this mean today? I mean, for most of us. Most of us didn't even realize there was this position.
Yes, this conference chair position is not really well known in terms of what it is, other than it is the number three leadership position for both the Democrats and the Republicans. They're both organized the same way. But it's really a communication function, a lot of it, talking about the policy issues. It's both tasked with the job of helping individual members talk about their bills or initiatives that they're working on. And then it's also the outward facing, coordinates a lot of the members going on different cable news networks and interviews and so on. So it's very much
that explains a lot to me.
Yeah. Because if you watch the press conference,
I felt like there were just copy points. Like what she said today just felt like a communications manager for a company telling me exactly what the company wanted me to hear.
Yeah, it was very much a list of bullets that needed to be delivered. It was surprising in terms of the overemphasis on the former president. I thought that was an interesting thing because that was sort of the argument against Liz Cheney, was she was talking too much against the former president. Now you had Representative Stefanik, who spent her entire press conference talking for the former president. And so anyway, interesting thing in terms of what that means. We're going to dive into it today from a little different angle. And we're going to look at what this actually means and what is actually happening to the institutions, both the political parties as well as Congress as a whole.
And I think everyone should look up the word unity.
Yeah, we need and this is an interesting,
everyone.
Right? Because one of the things that we're struggling with, both sides are struggling with this, but we are draining the meaning out of so many of our words that even words like unity aren't quite what they used to be, and we need to get back to that.
Okay, thank you. Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, you too. And I did want to talk about sushi next time. He's coming up from 1 to 3 here on KSL News Radio. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, any trouble spots?
Valley freeways have been looking really good for most of your day. We've had some construction that's going to slow you down if you're traveling through Morgan County. A lot of it just to the east of Morgan itself. Keep an eye out for that. And then we do have an accident. It was originally called out at 126 South. It's actually 123rd South in Draper at the intersection of 265 West. You're going to see that a lot of emergency crews are blocking lanes of traffic. You can get through, but you need to do so cautiously and expect a little bit of backup in many directions. Fly on over to Box Elder County's Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Stroll along the wetland wonders and marsh trails. Head downtown and check out the local shops and restaurants. Visit boxelder.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on your forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
It's a great-looking weekend. Sunny sky today, 86 degrees, near 80 both Saturday and Sunday. And a slight chance of thunderstorms as well. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 77 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, state finals for high school esports in Utah are this week. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more in this week's Heart of Utah report. That's coming up next right here on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Dealership openings are like canyons. There are a lot of big ones, but there's really only one that's grand. You know, the one that makes you stop in your tracks and say,
Whoa.
This Is RV is having one of those. For our new location in Salt Lake, we're going for whoa. With the Bish's RV 100 Grand Opening Sales Event. To celebrate opening our doors, we're giving you the chance to win 100 grand at Bish's.com. You can enter today for a chance at a $100,000 payday. No purchase necessary and details are all there on the site. But a truly grand opening means going all out. So from May 13th through the 15th, you'll get Mega May savings on select RVs. No payments till August on approved credit, fun family activities, and free food on Saturday, May 15th. And if you can't make it in person, you can still score all the best deals at Bish's.com. Do not miss the Bish's RV 100 Grand Opening, May 13th through the 15th at the new Bish's RV in Salt Lake City, previously Access RV, where memories begin.
Eric here with Wasatch Heat Cable. Winter was mild, but we've still seen ice dams on homes and businesses all over this area. That's no surprise. The process of thawing and freezing causes this regardless of snowfall amounts. But now that spring is finally here, let us come out and take a look at your roof. You can save 40% today. With this warm weather, not only is it a time of year to save big on installations, it's also prime time for us to inspect systems, perform critical maintenance, and do repairs so you don't end up with a big ice dam in the middle of January. With spring projects underway, inspecting your heat cable is one you'll want to add to the list. At Wasatch Heat Cable, we have the right equipment and knowledge to find issues in your cable system and detect it early. This is what we do, and we've been doing it for 20 years. We've got install technicians standing by ready to serve you. Call today to save 40% on your heat cable inspection. Call 801-866-1110. That's 801-866-1110. Or visit wasatchheatcable.com. Call today to save 40% on your heat cable inspection.
KSL News Time 1245, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah farmers and ranchers are banding together in prayer this weekend as they grapple with one of the worst water situations in decades. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, firefighters are working to put out a house fire in the foothills of Bountiful. One firefighter has been hurt with second-degree burns. The fire chief tells us the start of that fire is suspicious. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
It's two surface street crashes, one in Lehigh, northbound Redwood Road after 2100 North, a crash with possible injuries on the right. Then in Draper, a crash 123rd South at the intersection of 265 West, mostly affecting eastbound and westbound directions of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperature climbing today in the 80s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And we're almost there, 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
A one-time close ally of Representative Matt Gaetz, Joel Greenberg, will plead guilty to multiple federal crimes in court papers filed on Friday, including sex trafficking of a minor, and he's agreed to cooperate with federal investigators. The former Seminole County tax collector does not directly name Gaetz in the paper, but he admitted that he and others who are not identified in the document had paid a 17-year-old girl for sex. The escalating violence between Israel and the Islamic militant group Hamas showing no signs of letting up. Today, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. is concerned about civilian casualties in Gaza and in Israel, and also says the president believes Israel has a right to defend itself.
Hamas is a terrorist organization. Hamas does not represent the views, the families, the people who are suffering, all of the Palestinian people who are suffering as a result of this violence.
A United Nations Security Council meeting is scheduled for this weekend. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. This week, it's the state finals for high school esports in Utah, and Provo High School is showing it's much more than just playing video games. It's also building their own computers, earning scholarships, and finding a community together. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more in this week's Heart of Utah.
Wearing their team jerseys and headsets, these teenagers are gaming on computers they built themselves at Provo High School. Alex Montano is on the Smash Brothers team.
This is the esports lab that we've been trying so hard to get, and it's amazing.
Matthew Cook plays Rocket League.
Having this lab here is a lot easier now that we don't have to travel.
Provo High was one of 25 winners nationwide to get the equipment from Generation Esports.
We are athletes for the
21st century.
Tori Norman is the esports advisor at Provo High School.
From the very beginning, as I talked and dreamed this idea up with my principal, we decided basketball has a gymnasium, football has their field. We want to have a field where we can play that belongs to us.
Norman continues to dream big. He'd like to see broadcast students be involved in streaming and broadcasting the games. He thinks other classes could use this equipment by crossing their academic subjects with video gaming. And he knows the future of esports is huge across the nation and in college campuses.
Recruiters are watching our local games. If you win the state title, that whole team gets a scholarship that's valid for any college in Utah. That's what we're trying to vie for.
Norman says they've got 35 students on the roster right now. Next year, it could hit 60.
It's amazing to me as we were looking through our rosters and how many of our students are students with different kinds of learning disabilities. How many of our students are on the autism spectrum? So many of these students struggle to feel like they fit in places, struggle to make friends. This is a group of kids that never felt like they fit in anywhere else. And I had a student that approached me. He had a less than 1.0 GPA. He was sloughing most of his classes. He was not on track nor interested in graduating. We created some agreements with him that he had to bring his grades up, and if not, he'd be benched for the competitive season. And in one quarter, one term, he went from less than a 1.0 to a 3.5 GPA. The next year, he started taking concurrent enrollment classes. He graduated and went on to college. And it was all because he wanted to play video games. And we've seen that happen over and over within our organization.
He says it's time to embrace the future.
There's a whole world of careers enveloped around video games. And this computer lab right here is going to help us do that.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
To see video of the team in action and other Heart of Utah stories, go to kslnewsradio.com. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
Well, we've got some surface street crashes. Now, the one mostly affecting traffic is in Draper, a crash at 123rd South, 265 West at that intersection. They are blocking lanes of traffic both east and westbound directions, so that's where you're going to see the biggest backups. Then, in Utah County, an accident northbound Redwood Road after 2100 North in Lehigh. With this one, they are mostly over to the right shoulder and out of traffic, so you're in pretty good shape there. Valley Freeway traffic, not bad at all, including I-15, either direction between Ogden and Provo. But it's Morgan County where you have to watch for delays that are possible due to road work, and it could be east or westbound on I-84 as you're traveling anywhere between Morgan and Croydon. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Highs up to 86 today, around there with a lot of sunshine. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 80 with a slight chance of storms. A little better chance of storms on Sunday with a high of 79. Clouds on Monday, slight chance of storms, 79 as well. Partly cloudy on Tuesday, we're up to 80, and again, a slim chance of storms. Partly cloudy Wednesday, 79, and then more cloud cover Thursday, 74. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, sunshine and 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I want to talk to the folks out there who have been thinking about buying an IntelliBed. And maybe you've even been in the stores and you've looked at the IntelliBed and you're just that close. This is the time. If you're looking for the IntelliBed, the best bed you can buy, the bed that we have loved in our home now for not just years but decades, the Memorial Day sale is underway right now in your IntelliBed stores. And here's what you get. A free state-of-the-art adjustable base. Now that's a value up to $2,000. That comes absolutely free with the purchase of an IntelliBed Signature Collection King or Queen mattress. You know you've been wanting an IntelliBed. It's the gel matrix that makes all the difference. The only bed that is both firm and soft. This is the time. Get into your IntelliBed store, Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale, Logan, and of course you can also call and talk to one of their sleep specialists at 888-435-2339.
A Cadillac isn't a car. It's an experience. It's not a ride. It's a ride. You don't drive a Cadillac from point A to point B. You drive it from point mundane to point extraordinary. For luxury quality selection and service, visit Jerry Seiner Cadillac at 1530 South 500 West in Salt Lake or online at jerryseinercadillac.com. Experience the Seiner difference.
There are air purifiers in all shapes and sizes. But have you heard about Active Pure from Biosafety Solutions? It's the one purifier that should come standard in every home, apartment, school, and indoor work environment. Why? You see, Active Pure technology destroys 99%+ of all viruses, bacteria, and even allergens in the air and on the surfaces of the area where it operates, including the COVID-19 virus and all its variants, along with any viruses we might see in the future. Yes, in the air and on every surface, every little nook and cranny in the room. It sounds like science fiction, but it's not, and it works all day, every day. The Active Pure has been tested repeatedly in laboratories and universities and has even been inducted into the NASA Hall of Fame. For the first 100 people that call, get a 20% discount. That's about $200 off the Active Pure system. Call right now, 801-997-9111. That's 801-997-9111.
KSL News Time 12:54. Relief and some worry after the CDC says a lot of Americans can stop wearing face masks almost everywhere. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
After more than a year of the pandemic and the near constant advice to wear your masks, some people are almost giddy at the latest CDC guidance that if you're vaccinated, you can ditch the mask just about anywhere.
Thank God we're free.
I feel like a sense of freedom right now, just to be able to walk around without masks and get a sense of fresh air.
I'm ready to rip it off.
But some states and plenty of businesses are keeping their mask requirements in place for now. Former acting CDC head Dr. Richard Besser.
If you're someone who is deciding not to get vaccinated, you do need to wear a mask. It's the right thing to do for those around you who can't get vaccinated or who may be at higher risk.
The new guidance worrying Marin County, California health official Dr. Matt Willis.
The question in my mind is when? What's the right time? And this feels premature.
And he says,
to me, is an incentive to get vaccinated. This is not a sign that the coast is clear and that we can abandon mask wearing.
For what it's worth, Brian Clark, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Monday is the deadline to file your taxes. The IRS pushed back the tax filing deadline from April 15th to May 17th. So if you have procrastinated until now, you might want to get that taken care of this weekend. Airbnb reporting a rough first quarter. The company says it lost nearly $1.2 billion in the first 3 months of the year. That's about three times as much as it lost a year ago. Target and Walmart are temporarily halting sales of Pokemon and sports collector cards. The move comes as the cards have regained popularity over the last year, and a fight erupted outside a Milwaukee Target store over those cards. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 425 points, sitting right now at 34,443, S&P 500 up by 70, the NASDAQ, it's up 333 points.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.